This is the Learning Clinic. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about what it's like to have to deal with challenges in life. The other day I was having a conversation with a friend, and we were talking about how the younger generation today seems to expect to have everything handed to them on a silver platter. Now, I imagine that you can go back in time over the centuries, over the decades, and you can listen to a couple of parents having a conversation even back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and they may have had the same type of conversation. We seem to think that young people want everything handed to them. Now, not all young people fall into this category, but it's clear that an awful lot of teenagers and young adults seem to feel that they're entitled to things that previous generations had to work hard to achieve. The other interesting thing is that hard work is relative, and what I used to consider to be hard work when I was younger may have been hard work for the times that I was living in. And as I'm looking at the younger generation and they've got all of the technology and the tools, I may not think that they're working as hard as I was working, but to them it may seem like hard work. However, if you know anyone who belongs to this entitled generation and you think that they are behaving as if they are entitled to having things handed to them, maybe have them listen to this story. It's one of my favorite stories. It goes this way. One day, a long time ago, a young man went to visit the oldest and wisest man in the village for some advice on how he could become rich and famous. The wise elder listened to the young man tell of his dreams and of his ambition to achieve success beyond that which anyone had ever imagined. Fame and fortune can be yours to be had at the top of yonder mountain, advised the wise man. He pointed to a tall mountain in the distance. You have to travel on foot to the top of the mountain. When you get there, you will find riches beyond your belief. When you arrive there, you will have only one chance to claim the treasure for yourself. Once you leave the top of the mountain, whatever remains will be lost forever. Now, the young man was very excited, and he could hardly wait until the morning when he was to meet with the wise old man for final instructions. So in the morning, when he arrived at the wise old man's house, the young man saw a long, thick log lying on the ground in front of the house. "What's that for?" asked the puzzled young man. "You must carry this log on your journey to the top of the mountain," explained the wise old man. "But why?" the young man questioned. "What use is this log? It weighs so much and will slow me down on my journey. I want to claim my fortune quickly." The wise old man merely looked at the young man and then down at the heavy log and quietly said, "The log is a necessary part of the journey. You must take it with you to the top of the mountain to claim your treasure." The young man was not pleased at all with this sudden surprise, but he respected the wise old man, and as he lifted up that long, heavy log onto his shoulders, he struggled down the road towards the mountain, and he realized that the trip would not be as easy as he thought. After he was walking for a while, a woodsman came up to him and said, "It looks like that log is pretty heavy. Would you like me to cut some of it off to make it lighter?" The young man was exhausted, and with so much of the journey yet to be traveled, he was afraid that he would never make it up the mountain with the heavy burden, so he said, "I suppose that a little bit cut off the end wouldn't hurt. Thanks for your help." And the woodsman cut 8 inches off the end. The young man continued to struggle up the mountain and finally arrived at the top. There at the very peak of the mountain was the most beautiful treasure he had ever seen. This was all what he had dreamt about. All that stood between him and his treasure was a wide opening in the earth which surrounded the mountain peak. The crevice was very deep, and there was only one way to get across the opening. It now became clear to the young man why the wise old man had given him this log to carry on his journey. He had to use the log to get across the crevice. There was no other way he could get his treasure. The excited young man laid the log across the gap, and he discovered to his dismay that it was 8 inches too short to span the distance. The 8 inches that had been taken off the end to lighten his load on his journey to his treasure proved to be the difference between getting his treasure and going back home empty-handed. So as he turned despondently to walk down the mountainside, he looked back with tearful eyes and he saw his treasure slowly disappear. The young man learned a lesson that for many of us comes too late in life. Our dreams and our treasures are within our reach, but in order to get them, we must first of all experience the struggles it takes to get there. We must all carry that log. Only after we've experienced the struggle will we have what it takes to finally reach out and claim our treasure at the end of the journey, whatever that treasure happens to be. If we lighten our load too much along the way, our treasure may end up just out of reach. So the next time you're struggling with life's challenges, remember that it will all be worth it when you finally reach the top of the mountain to claim your reward. Also remember that the successes in life, the treasures that you're trying to achieve in life, will not be handed to you. You can't take shortcuts. You're going to have to work hard. And again, it may be a different type of hard work than what your parents worked at. But things will not come easy. And if you try to look for shortcuts, if you try to take the easy way, you may find that your treasure is just out of reach and you're going to go home empty-handed. This is the Learning Clinic, and I'm Bob Kerwin. I want to thank you for listening to this story.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening calm, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay.